WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
A couple of weeks ago, the WeatherBrains guest mentioned side lobe contamination. So that seemed like a great topic for a 101 episode. Side lobe contamination is the result of returned power from the lobes, which are off to the side of the main power lobe or radar beam. The transmitted power within the main lobe is significantly greater than that of any side lobes. For any given target, the WSR-88D's strongest side lobes would return about 54 decibels lower power than that from the main lobe. Thus, when both the main lobe and the side lobes are sampling a precipitation area, any possible increase in return power due to side lobes is usually negligible. The exception would be during low elevation scans in the presence of a strong surface-based temperature inversion, for example, during super refractive conditions, resulting in side lobe contamination due to AP clutter. The most significant side lobe contamination tends to occur with intense convection at close range. If the reflectivity gradients are large enough, a situation may occur where the main lobe is sampling clear air while the side lobes are sampling the storm. In this case, a low reflectivity would be displayed along the azimuth corresponding to the main lobe. On a reflectivity product, side lobe contamination generally appears as a smearing of low reflectivities from one azimuth to the next in a clockwise direction. The WSR-88D antenna always rotates clockwise. A strong reflectivity gradient results in side lobes interacting with a target while the main lobe does not. The core of reflectivity with a supercell has values greater than 70 dBZs, which produces a three-body scatter spike down radial, but also results in side lobe contamination in the azimuthal direction. The beam pattern of the WSR-88D is such that side lobe contamination will most likely occur from lobes which are 5 to 10 degrees off the main lobe. Therefore, side lobe contamination requires a reflectivity gradient of about 10 dBZs radial sustained for at least 5 degrees of azimuth. Three-body scatter spikes are a result of multiple reflections of the radar pulse off of large hail and the ground, and a topic for another WeatherBrains 101. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.